Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. 50 years ago this week, the Mets went in the first place for the first time in franchise history. Remember, you know, people don't realize the Mets were 9.5 games out in August. And then they went 39 and they won 39 of 48 games to win 100 games in the regular season. They went by the Cubs like they were standing still. They won a doubleheader for Montreal and stayed in first place for the rest of the year. Today at the Iridium Club in New York City, Ed Crane, Paul Olchamski, and Ron Sapona will be appearing to talk 69 memories. The Mets made up 17.5 games on the Cubs in a month and a half. Now, a lot of people felt the Cubs playing day games then, no nights at Wrigley, played the same lineup every day, and they had a really good eight-man team, but that they played the same lineup every day and wore down while the Mets were platooning. But more it was, I think, that the Mets just came of age, and I think the Cubs got tired. I think they really did. So I think they did wear down, but I think the Mets just got hot. Their pitching got hot, and everything clicked, and they went on to not only bury the Cubs, but they went on to bury the Braves with Henry Aaron. Henry Aaron hit a home run each of the games. And then, of course, they beat the great Oriole team. And that Oriole team went to the World Series 3 years in a row, lost in 69 to the Mets, won in 70 in the Robinson Series against Cincinnati, and then lost in the Clemente Series in 7 games in 71. So they lost 2 of the 3 series in those 3 years, which is, you know, interesting for a team that was that dominant. Olchamski's one of the guys, and he had a brilliant postseason. He was one of the key positions that Gil Hodges platooned at. That was a team that played great defense, got timely hits, and got a lot of contributions from a lot of people. Clendenin was key. Cleon Jones at 340. And, of course, Seva had a brilliant year. But they had a lot of people contribute on that team, and Olchamski was clearly one of them, and he joins us now. Art, welcome. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Mike. By the way, you were great this morning.
Oh, thank you.
Apartment's breakfast. It was a really a nice event.
Yeah, it was. I've done that every year since 9/11, and it was a lot of fun. It's a very good audience, and thank you. Appreciate it. What do you remember about sweeping in the first place?
Well, it was just an incredible time. And, you know, it really was a matter of us. You know, people say, well, what happened? How did it all take place? And in my opinion, it was just the brilliance of Gil Hodges and the way he managed the team. He managed by feel, and he had everybody involved in the game. And he said it to us in spring training in the beginning of 69. He said, you guys are bigger, are better than you think you might be. You just got to find some ways to win games. And we knew how to lose close games. We didn't know how to win those close games. And it was really his genius as a manager that really got us going. And we found ways to win every game, almost every series. And as you mentioned earlier, we were almost unbeatable from this point on in the season. And we beat a terrific Atlanta team in the playoffs. And, of course, the Orioles had a great team.
Great team.
I have the distinction of making the last out of the only game we lost in the World Series. So
the opener.
That means anything.
The opener. Yeah. Well, you didn't make a lot of outs in the postseason. You hit .530. I mean, you didn't make a lot of outs. That's for sure.
Yeah, enough. I appreciate that. It was a great time for me. I'm still in New York, as you mentioned earlier. We've got this really nice event at the Iridium Club tonight with Swoboda, myself, and Eddie Cranepool. And got a couple of these things lined up in the next month. We're at Tarrytown, September 21st.
Well, you guys own the town. People don't realize Mickey Mantle retired in March that year. You guys have been in ninth place the year before. The Yankees were not good. They had just lost Mantle, so now they have no real identity. And you guys come out of nowhere and go crazy. And not only take over the town, you took over the sports world. I mean, you guys were bigger than life late that season.
Well, it's true. I'm still here 50 years later. There's people that weren't even born know about that team from their parents and their grandparents.
Absolutely. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, but everybody was caught up in it. I mean, everyone watched every minute of it. It was amazing. You guys finished ninth the year before. You'd never had a winning season. Clearly things were changing with Seaver and Kuzman, but is there a moment that year where you guys realized you were a good team?
Well, I think going into the season, finishing ninth, a half game out of last place in 68, nobody really thought we could go ahead and win a division and win a pennant in the World Series. But But again, Gil Hodges was a terrific manager, and he made everybody feel like they were important on the team. And we just started to find ways to win every game. You know, we had great pitching, of course, Seaver and Kuzman, Gentry, Ryan, McGraw, on and on, McAndrew. And we had timely hitting, but the thing that people don't remember is that we had great defense. We had
very good defensive team. Yep.
Harrelson and Boswell, Weiss and Agee in center field.
And got so much out of the platoons. You know, Garrett and Charles at third, Boswell and Weiss at second, you and Swoboda. You know, you guys got so much out of your platoons everywhere, you know. And then Clendenin made a big difference on the team.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that it didn't help our careers, that platooning, because As you mentioned, I had a great playoffs against Atlanta. I don't start the first game of the World Series, but I do bat in the ninth inning. And it didn't help us in our career-wise, but we bought into it because Gil was the kind of manager that explained to us it's best for the team. And it worked out terrific. And if you look at the years that the platoon areas had, like myself and Sloboda, and then third base, second base, and first base, he got tremendous production, and I think that's really the legacy of that team, where everybody is known because they contributed something, and that's the beauty of that team. And we're still 50 years later, Mike, just celebrating that team. It was such a great, iconic team, and all these things that are going on now, it's just a wonderful experience for me to be part of it.
Chansky and Ron Swoboda and Ed Cranville will be at the Iridium Club today, so check it out. And again, regaling with the exploits of the 69 Mets, one of the great miracle teams in the history of professional sports. And, you know, people forget the Orioles, as hot as you guys were, the Orioles were heavy favorites in the World Series. I mean, they, Robinsons, Brooks and Frank, Boog, Powell, down the line, great pitchers, everything. And they beat Seaver in game one. 4-1, you guys, you know, they probably were pretty cocky after game one in that series.
There's no doubt about it, and a lot of people thought we were going to lose four in a row, but here's the thing. Jerry Kuzman pitched a terrific game on Sunday. If we don't win that game...
Yeah, two-hitter, right? I think a two-hitter or something, yeah.
Yeah, he had a no-hitter for six innings, yep. And he pitched great, and all of a sudden we come back to New York 1-1, then game three with the great catches by yep. Agee in center field, and then game four with a great catch by Swoboda. I mean, a lot of things went our way, but the reality of it was a team effort and a great team, and everybody contributed. And I really believe it's one of the most iconic teams in the history of baseball.
It is. And, you know, you had guys have some special years, too. Cleon Jones had an incredible year. I mean, people forget, Cleon Jones played every day, hit 340 that year. And this is in the age of the pitcher. He hit 340.
He was great, and Tommy made great plays in the outfield. The leadoff hitter, hit 26 home runs, and again, you could say anything about any player on that team.
But Clendenin was a big key. He really was a catalyst when they got Clendenin, right? It made a big difference.
Exactly. That was in June, and Don was some right-hand power, some experience, and one of the real terrific characters on that team in the locker room, and of course, Ed Charles was great, and it was just a wonderful team. And unfortunately, we've lost 10 guys from that team, but the nucleus is still around, and the reality of it is it's a team that lives on forever, and it's wonderful when people like yourself remember those things because they were so important.
Well, listen, enjoy today.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you. Art Chamsky, you can see Crane, Pools, Swoboda, and Chamsky at the Iridium Club, so that's happening today. Back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.